Malloy was at East Haven's Cozy Beach because the neighborhood suffered significant damage during recent severe weather events. He said the state should step in to provide loans because many affected Connecticut residents do not qualify for federal government loans.
We want to have a shoreline resiliency fund that has no income cap and can be used to elevate and flood-proof single-family, secondary homes, and 1-4 unit owner-occupied rentals and businesses for up to $300,000.
But one homeowner in the Cozy Beach neighborhood, Patrick Rowland, says even if Connecticut lends a fraction of $300,000 per home, the money would not fix many homes.
It's a great idea, but if you take $25 million and divide it by $50,000, what's that? 500 houses, right?
There are thousands of properties in Connecticut that are subject to coastal flooding. The governor said he'd like the General Assembly to approve the fund well before the end of session in May, so property owners can begin accessing the money. Ebong Udama, WSH News.